Well, it's a lot of fun running out and hearing my name called and getting that kind of reception. The fans here are great. You know, they're real supportive. I think there's a lot of anticipation about what this team is capable of this season, and we're excited about the opportunity to come home and play in front of our fans, and hoping that we get a lot of great noise on third down when they're on offense, and hopefully we can start the year right and keep that Lambeau advantage.
Do you anticipate to be able to plug Brandon in and do the same things that Ryan did, or you being the quarterback out on the field, do you have to kind of cater the offense a bit to his abilities?
Well, he's got a lot of ability. I don't think he need to change anything, though. This is, you know, he's been here for, I think, what is his fourth season with us. He's done a great job for us. He knows the offense as well as anybody in that room. He's very well coached by Edgar Bennett, and he's going to do a great job for us.
You expect that the kind of pressure you felt the other day will be an aberration this year?
I hope so. I definitely hope so. You know, I think you look at the sacks that we had, you know, it wasn't a pressure scheme. You know, so that's we feel like when we're pressured that we're able to have quick answers. You know, but when we're getting beat in the one-on-ones, like was really the case on Sunday, you know, those are things that we can definitely improve on. And I'm not worried about those guys up front. I think they did a great job in the second half of really keeping myself clean and opening holes up in the run game. And I think if we can keep that balance, and continue to change things up with our pass protections, you know, I'm not worried about the protection schemes or those guys.
Is that the thing with Tausch and Tuffy, is that when something does go wrong, like it did in the first quarter with them, it's not going to snowball because they're veterans, they don't panic, and they can get it back righted after a couple of bad fundamental plays?
Yeah, you know, those guys are, you know, they're multi-year vets. And, you know, I think it's just it's going to take that one game to kind of get them going. I've never been worried about them, even when Tausch came back after his injury. It's a security blanket having those guys out there. And I'm excited about, you know, them progressing and having a great season and being healthy. And those are guys that we count on week in, week out, guys that we don't need to give a lot of help to in our protection schemes. But, you know, if we need to, we will. But I have a lot of faith in those guys.
Kate?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing doing things a little bit different over there, but you know, they're very well coached. They have a lot of guys who've been picked high on that side of the ball, and it's going to be a good challenge for us. I think, you know, just the stuff I look at, the secondary, 4, 5, 6 very good players. So it's going to be important for us to just do the things that we do and execute better than they can stop us.
You know, Gail Sayers Coon is one play away from being the guy. What makes you confident that a guy who's a fullback, if it comes to it, could handle that? A one back role and then being the half?
Well, two things. I think one is he has great ball security. He does a great job carrying the ball. He's carried it at Shippensburg. He's got, I don't know if he's a record holder, but he had a lot of yards over there as the main back. And two is he might be the smartest guy other than myself on the offense. He knows, he often corrects me in the huddle, and that's hard for me to say, but he knows the scheme so well. He's so prepared each week that I have absolutely zero reservations or doubts about him at any position in the backfield or split out. I think he knows it as well as anybody.
Can you run?
Yeah. Just watch him. Just watch him.
Thanks,
Red Flash.
Mike has never made 50-50 run pass balance a stated goal. Is there a chance that you guys just throw it even more now?
I hope so. Yeah, I definitely do. You know, you have to have balance in this league, but I think we're seeing a shift across the board of more pass-heavy teams. And, you know, you got to cater to the guys you got. And you look at those guys across the room over there, there's a lot of talent splitting out and catching the ball. So, you know, whether Ryan was in or not, I think you have to find ways to get the most athletic guys in your team the ball. And most of them are wearing a number in the 80s.